Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Namaste, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Tola Talks on Monday, December 18th, 2017. And, wow, we got a great show planned for you today because this guy, let me tell you guys going to have to go back exactly 40 weeks, 3 years ago on November 14th, had Moses Stone in the house.
Oh, what's up? What's up, ladies and gentlemen? What's up?
What's up, Moses? You guys might know Moses from, well, perhaps The Voice or a lot of things he's been doing. Entrepreneur,
yep,
of course.
Entrepreneur, McDonald's, Puma. Been working.
You're definitely from
Nickelodeon.
Born and raised, I know, raised in Maryland, born in Washington, D.C.,
exactly.
If I can recall correctly.
You still got it.
I got it. I got to go back to the archives. I got a lot of stuff. From Kingston, Jamaica, right?
Kingston, Jamaica. I'm from Maryland.
Right. And MTV, Wangsta. I mean, we're going to talk. Moses is here as the special guest, also co-host today. So we got a lot of good stuff planned for you today. We're coming up on the holidays, guys. But first, let me say, this is actually our world news today because I did live up in this Seattle market. I want to say to thoughts and prayers go out to all the victims and the families of the Amtrak train crash this morning. Guys, I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, 50 miles south of Seattle. A new train designed to go faster. It's only really 10 minutes faster from Seattle to Portland, but this train derailed going over a bridge over the I-5, which I know very well. 13 cars derailed. 6 people died.
That's crazy.
77 injured.
Rest in peace.
Let me tell you, here's what's crazy about it, doing a little research. This train tracks, this curve is called Point Defiance Bypass. Mm. It's a speed limit of 79, but the train was going 81. So it's a faster train, but the very first route of this train derails. And Trump actually tweeted about having crumbling infrastructure. So, rest in peace to the family. Sorry to hear, but guys, I was up in that market. It takes the same amount of time to take a bus,
to get
though.
To the same,
it's interesting. Seattle, Portland. So, to the families. But yeah, we're gonna talk some Christmas stuff too as we get a little closer to that. And we also, what else is going on, you guys? I'm gonna have a new check this out. This will be the final show of 2017. I'm glad you're here, Moses. Got Moses back in the house.
Let's go. Close it out with a bang.
Final show, and then in the new year, we're gonna talk about this because do you do priorities? You set priorities like every like,
yeah. I set goals.
Okay,
definitely, most definitely.
Yeah, you definitely set goals.
Super important, man.
Yeah, you got a lot of cool quotes. I'm going to be quoting Moses a little bit later, but if you fall, get back up and keep going.
Okay.
You got this over there, focus. We're going to talk about that. Okay. No, I do that. I like to, like, every 6 months, look at a six-month plan. I was telling somebody this just the other day, saying it's good to have that five-year plan, but what's happening in the next 6 months? What are these near-term goals, whether it's goals about fitness?
Because that's going to lead up to the five-year plan.
Correct.
So you got to knock them out in increments.
You got to take them in increments.
Then get to it.
Yeah, because it's hard to sort of bite off. And I think what you use this word focus, you got to focus in. Laser focus makes
you
gotta it successful.
You
got to
niche in on one thing and then lock
Can't
in.
Have
and
too many things going on. So 6 months back, I had like 3 things so I was focused on. Check those boxes now in the new year. But yeah, we're going to be coming 100%. Back. Yeah, I'm looking. Well, I mean, I love these guys here at LA Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted this, I would love to have a 2-hour show with the sponsors and all that.
This
so we're working
dope,
towards
man.
It.
Come on, Tom.
I know, I know. Well, it's an evolution. So, guys, follow me on, find me, you know, richtola.com or on it's a podcast now on iTunes after we're finished
amazing,
with this.
Man. Congrats.
Yeah, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. So, follow me there to find out when we're coming back, maybe a new time, new day, but we'll come back to all that stuff. Yeah, so here's what else I do here. If I were president, and it's one of these segments here, Moses, where I say, you know, when I become a reality star billionaire, I'm going to run. 2036, yep. I'll be old enough to do it. Well, anyway, this is a recap because we did, this is the 12th show since coming back, and I did 10 things, I said, but I want to retouch these because these are important. Homelessness and TP communities. I believe we could move all the homeless into TP communities, into land owned by the government, going back to, seriously, back to the basics, like Indian style, because It's really? A problem on the streets. Oh, yeah. That's my first show. Give a shout out to Stephanie Drapeau, singer, songwriter. Actress,
yeah.
Producer. Oh, man, we got you. No, this is something that I believe.
But that's a great way to think about it, because you know, we're paying these tax dollars and things like that. It's like, put it to use. You know, you got so many homeless people in LA.
So,
and all over the world.
A lot.
It's crazy.
It's a lot, folks.
It's sad.
In the morning, I live downtown LA. My story is, a couple months back, I moved into DTLA. Love it. But they're just, it's just in the morning. It's all over.
Yeah.
And you really, how do you address it? And I think you really have to provide. And that's part of that was the first one. And I give a shout out to Stephanie on that. And then,
that's a good one.
It's a good one, right? And then the second one, which was sort of a tag team to that, keeping the streets clean and safe, because I think that's key, is to take unemployed folks who are unemployed and let them work 3-hour shifts. You only have to do 3 a week to clean up, to help clean up the environment. Because if these folks, and they could maybe earn more money by doing that. So that's another plan to get people working who are just sort of getting sedate, frustrated, unemployed.
Or living off the government.
Living off the government. Yeah, or anything. Plus raising the minimum wage, talked about that. Then I said,
That's important.
We are doing a good job of that, though, in LA especially. I've been talking about that for years. Legalize everything. We're kind of almost getting to that.
We're close to
everything. Just legalize it, tax the shit out of it. Then I said, establish these goodwill ambassadors. You would make a good one of these where
I would love that.
High profile personalities will, you pay them every year. You know, like the.
Yearly salary.
You give them like a yearly. Saying you got to give $1 million a year to do, you got to speak, whatever, 2, 3, 10 times, however many times you want to do it. 12. I thought if we had 12 and each one would have to do once a month, they would have to do something to like stimulate, goodwill relations.
Socially
good
stuff.
That
makes sense.
That's one of those. Then I'm talking about giving tax exemptions, giving more money. So if you moved. If you move, you file 1040, you can't get the exemption.
Okay.
A lot of people in their 20s, and you're like probably in your 30s now.
Yeah.
3 years older, but you look young.
I can't hide from it, man. The wiki shows everything. The Wikipedia shows everything.
That's true. Yeah, you're all over.
You can't lie.
Look up Moses Stone. Yeah, you got a lot of good stuff out there. But, I talked about that, giving people money back because they can't really get an exemption. Same thing with being fit. You're given a $500 credit if you're in this body mass index less than 30, because I really want to compensate people for being fit. And then we talked about creator REPD. You ever see the movie Rest in Peace Department?
No.
Oh, that was movie was made in 2013 with Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he's Kevin Bacon. He's funny. Yeah, I talked about creating a department that would eradicate street crime and vagrancy. And this is basically putting more people on the street, 50 more people a city.
Okay.
And every capital city, throw it out there. All right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, just to keeping it clean, improving the environment. Then I said protect endangered species, which remember the whole elephant, be kind to elephants. Trump was maybe relaxing the rules on letting people bring in animals that were killed I believe you got to protect the elephants, the rhinos, the tigers.
Yeah, you got to keep them around.
You do have to keep them around.
They're knocking down things now, so it's like it's going straight into
the world.
Habitat.
Yeah, and the habitat, without a doubt. And I talk about driver's license. I think it should expire in 63 years when you're 80.
You just get one and that's
you have to do it again.
I like that.
Right?
Let's do
that. Come on, 80 years old, I'm sorry to say, you see 85-year-old guy on the road, you better look out.
You're like, hold up.
You better look out, at least where I come
from. That
makes
sense.
And number 10, I said allow trans individuals, trans people in the military. I'm all cool for that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are my...
It's a lot of things going on with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on with that. Those are what I would do. And then my last one, which would be today, is I wouldn't take any days off in the first year. That's it. Work every day.
Really?
Yeah, you got to work every day.
You know, people are ready to take vacations, man.
Well, you can't be taking vacations. You're the president. You got to work every day. So that's it, guys.
He's going golfing, man.
Yeah, he's got all these resorts. He's hanging out in New Jersey, my hometown. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to everyone in New Jersey, but especially my family and especially my niece Riley. Kudos. Hey. Congrats. Riley got into St. Joe's University, her number one choice today.
Congratulations.
Woo-hoo! Way to go, Rye. Yeah, that was great. I mean, I'm sure, hey, kids, all you guys waiting for the school results, I believe this. what's supposed to happen for you will, and don't despair if you don't get in your first choice, let's say.
Absolutely.
No worries. You could transfer in the next year. Just get straight A's and transfer in. So yeah. Don't say because you didn't get accepted, right? Hey, failure.
Just wasn't your time at that point.
No.
You can't stop.
No, in the creative world, Moses, right? If somebody says no, what's that mean?
That means so many no's until you get to the
that
yes.
means no at
and
the
you
moment.
Keep going and keep going.
No doesn't mean anything. It just
so
means
no is just not that not right that
at this
that
moment.
Time, you know? Gotta
right.
keep going.
Gotta keep going. And you believe in that fate, right? And,
absolutely.
In terms of like how I do believe what should happen to individuals. You got to work hard. You got to put it out.
Absolutely.
There. Speaking of which, let's talk about we're gonna play a couple songs here from
okay.
Moses. But and I know you got this. Tell me about this new one. I watched the video. First of all, you always have gorgeous women in your videos. I wonder
you
why
that keeps the attention.
Keeps the attention.
You know, sharp
looking, good looking.
You gotta have some great looking women in a cool, dope scene, cool, dope vibe. You know, and it fits the song. It's a very laid back, chill song. It's called Gone, featuring Swayze, Hero Delano. We had the song. We worked on the song maybe a year ago, and then I was just like, let's release it. Let's like go back, fix it up, do everything we need to do, and then put it back out. So we did that, and ever since it's been a smash. It's done really, really well on Spotify. Over 100K. Streams right now. Mm-hmm. SoundCloud is 800,000. The video's up 20,000 in views, and it's just growing. And now it's just out there to get it, you know? Everybody go listen to Gone right now.
Go
Spotify,
listen to Gone.
iTunes,
Moses Stone. It's out there. No,
yeah, it's out there. It's working.
It's working. No, I mean, you're... I mean, it's a word. I mean, it's a strong word, hustle. But you got to keep hustling, right? Your wares.
You got to keep hustling. You got to expand your knowledge. I've been doing that. I'm an entrepreneur as well as being an artist. I own three companies. I own a entertainment company. I own a creative division agency, and then I own a music production company. So. With all of those companies, I'm doing a bit of everything, and I hire a bunch of experts, you know, to work with. And, you know, you just got to diversify as well, you know?
To find these people, how do you find these, you say, experts, you hire them? You got to surround yourself with great people,
yeah,
of course.
You got to surround yourself. That's just trial and error.
Mm.
You know, you go out, you meet people, you learn from people, and some people are just great at what they do. And you don't want to be doing every different thing. You want to find people that you can work with and then expand on that. You know, a lot of people try to do everything themselves, but, you know, eventually you fail with that.
No.
You know?
We talked about leadership books. I did a little books, movies, and more. Talk about this John C. Maxwell. We talked about his book saying you really want to hone in on what can you be great at?
Sure,
not
passion.
About if you could be good at it. Yeah, you could be good at a lot of things,
good.
But what's the thing you want to be great at and keep getting better at that?
Good won't cross you across the line.
No, good doesn't.
Good gets overshadowed very quick.
No, proof is in the pudding, but good is everybody does good.
Exactly.
No, you have to.
You got to be amazing. You got to be great.
Got to be great.
Absolutely.
Got to be great.
100%.
We'll keep. But let's do this. Let's play a tune here. Which one should I play? I'm looking at this. I'm on the set right now. I just pulled up
let's
SoundCloud.
Let's play You Got It first.
You Got It. Here
you
we go. Gabby Moe.
Gabby
Moe. I love this song. Oh, yeah.
Gabby Moe. This was an old record. One of my past singles. It's a dope record. Still has the same vibes and still growing.
Good shit. Here we
you
go.
You got it.
Moses
let's
Stone.
Get it.
You got it.
Something to show me. Baby, you've been running through my mind. Just gotta have it. Something like a fiend picking up these bad habits. Gotta head to my hometown to the forest. You be my world I can't explore in. Baby, let me put you on to some new things. And girl, your man ain't gotta know just me and you, baby, yeah. Show me everything, girl. You're the only one that give me what I ask for. Show me everything, girl. Show me.
between me and you just on the low now. And girl, I promise, don't nobody gotta know how.
Baby, 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 let me show you I can do it, put it down, give it all to me. So what you got it, got it. Baby, 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 let me show you I can do it, put it down, give it all to me.
Is it for sure? Baby, when I look in your eyes, I see your soul. Love it when you put it on me and give me more. Oh, girl, 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 I swear that you the one for me. Ain't nobody messing around, that's how it's supposed to be. Say, baby, I just want you all the time. And when we do it, you stay on my mind. So show me everywhere, girl. Show me everything. I'ma get you all alone from the bed to the floor. You're the only one that give me what I ask for. Don't nobody gotta know how.
Baby, 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 let me show you I can do it. Put it down, give it all to me. So what you got it? Baby, 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 let me show you I can do it. Put it down, you give it all to me. So what you got it?
Baby, 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 baby. Crazy on the ball shit. She showed me everything. I fuck around and lost it. I put it down, dig it down, give it down to me. Throw it like you wanted it. Wanna bring out the dog in me. Get mo, big business, pretty body hood. Roger that, holla back, get it, got it good.
Baby, 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 baby.
Loving that, I love that song every time. Oh man, we're sitting here dancing.
You
this
got
is
it.
Cool.
We're here vibing
we're
and dancing.
Here vibing, dancing.
Catch the vibe.
Hope you were too. I'm here with Moses Stone.
What's up? What's up, y'all?
And it's a happy Monday here in the valley. Until we get the best weather in the world, always.
Yeah, the valley's hot.
Always
yeah. Stays hot.
Your folks. You still have family back in D.C.?
Yeah,
friends,
all my family, all my yeah. friends. Yeah. So like. It sucks because a lot of times I want to go see them as often as I can, but when you're in work mode, you're in work mode.
Wow, with everything you have going on.
Yeah, you're in work mode, you're in work mode.
Yeah, you're always working.
Yeah, you got to work. But I definitely want to go back. I should have went down for Christmas, but I'm definitely going to try to go in January.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, after it gets all crazy, just get right after the holidays, but you'll try. Yeah.
You know, the try always turns into something else because you're like,
of course.
I'm going to try. And then something pops up. And the next thing you know, I'm going to try again. And it's like, oh, gosh. And my family's just like, you coming out here? You coming out here? I'm like, yeah, I'll be out there.
Sure.
soon.
Yeah, and then chunks of time go by. That's the way it goes.
You're
right?
Like,
time skips by.
Soon I'll be out there. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
The 6 months just kind of like goes like nothing, right?
Yeah, I always catch it on the random days. Like sometimes I end up going before the holidays when usually you're supposed to go on the holidays.
Mm.
But I always end up going like a week before or 2 or 3 weeks before. And it's like, I need to go actually on Thanksgiving.
Do a holiday,
actually
right.
Actually on Christmas,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like the exact days you're supposed to go and travel for your family. So I got to get it together.
Yeah, got to get your shit
That's
together.
That's a goal.
Yeah, there you go.
The
there you go.
More.
So get
that's
these three
goal.
Goals. See the family more. Yeah, that's a good goal to have, really. I do think it is. And speaking of goals, let me ask you. You're in great shape. So what do you do? What is your workout routine, regimen?
I do calisthenics, man. And I just got to say the genetics.
Like you're jumping up and down doing
Really? I'm doing like push-ups, sit-ups. Okay. I love boxing. Mm-hmm. Boxing is like my favorite type of workout, like active and in the zone, speed bag, punching bag. But I got to thank my genetics, man, my family, yeah. And then, you know, just like my regular everyday workout.
Right.
So
regular every day, it's everyday thing. Because I always talk about this. This is the Fitness and Tola yoga part here, right? We're not going to be talking anything other than we got 15 days left between now and the
down,
end of the year.
You get down, you work out.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I have the daily dose of iron.
Okay,
and then I do my daily dose of yoga, which is my style of yoga. And
okay,
then I do cardio. I walk. Now it's down to like 3 to 5 miles tops. Used to be okay. 5 to 10.
Well, I do a quick run every morning.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
like 20
so,
minutes? What's a quick
yeah,
run?
Yeah, probably like 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Like a quick run around the whole
like
complex.
2 miles? Less? Mile and a half?
Mile and a half, okay. Probably less.
That's good.
But I wake up every morning, maybe like 7, 8 in the morning, mm. and just
and that's how you, and that's around. Awesome.
Yeah,
get
yeah.
it done. Yeah, I believe you got to do the mornings. And that's what the tip of the day here, guys. Yeah. It's 2 words, really. Well, it's 4 words. Stay positive always. But
absolutely.
The 2 words is keep moving.
Keep moving.
You get up in the morning, first thing you do, that's like totally charging it up.
And it's good for singers. Right. If you're an entertainer, you're a singer, rapper, anything like that, just keeps your stamina up.
Got to keep your stamina
you know,
for a lot of reasons.
Running and singing. Running and rapping. Running and singing. Like, it keeps you up.
It does. Yeah. Can't ever get sedate, sedentary, right? Don't eschew. Well, I like this. Eschew a sedentary lifestyle and embrace an active one. It's pretty straightforward, but I always say this in class. You got to think, speak, and feel positive. So, guys, keep it real with your workouts. Good luck with all that. If you still got a couple of pounds to lose, that's easy. Keep looking at that small increments.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not like,
check them off. You can't bite so much. It's like,
no.
I'm about to lose this so much. Like, you got to take your time.
No. So get the workout in. Believe in all that. Yeah. Just a little rundown of who we had on the show. I mean, before you, Stephanie, we talked about Ben Smith, a Ooh. Hollywood writer. Ben came on board working on a sitcom, which is now going to be. See, I'm moving that now to the front of the
Come
line.
On, really?
Yeah, yeah. I've been working on it. No shit. 2 years ago, I started. It's like an evolution, you know, creations.
Okay.
You know how you're working so hard to get to that finish line, like maybe with a song. The finish line you say is, okay, let me get the lyrics down. Then you get that. Then there's another line ahead. Now let me get the music. Okay, now I got to get in the studio. Then I got to, there's like different parts
it's,
to
it's
it.
Different parts and different right. segments to get to that end result.
Correct.
So absolutely.
As a creator.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like just.
A lot of people don't understand.
No.
They but
think,
it takes
oh,
that.
It's easy to just write a song, go in the studio. No,
it's like
really,
that.
You work on, like you just said, it took, what, a year? This song, you're.
Yeah.
So it's in development. Well, I could say 2 years ago I went in development, and then now, I mean, I'm probably like a couple weeks away from the script that is producible in terms of the pilot.
So gotcha.
That's the goal, is make the pilot in the first 6 months.
100%.
Yeah, with hopefully a big bad wolf comes along and says, mm-hmm. hey, we wouldn't do that with you.
So we wouldn't do that with
that's
you.
That's exactly
and,
right.
We would handle everything.
You went, yeah, well, okay. be great to be a part of a team that's done it and
exactly.
successful. Learn
exactly.
from the best, too.
Learn from the best.
Looking that way. Cooper Phillip.
Partnerships.
I don't know if you ever met. She's awesome. Singer, songwriter.
Wait, wait, I think I have.
Cooper Phillip. Jazz. She's like
yeah. I met
Russian
her before.
Gal. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, she's
super
totally cool.
Cool.
Barry Ratcliffe's buddy of mine, comedian, actor, producer, was in. Give a shout out to Barry. Dominatrix. Ooh, I had a good show with Eva Lee. I had her. Yeah, Eva
Who
Lee. She's up in San Francisco. she's a Dom.
Okay.
She's a Dom. So we're talking all things, you know, BDSM and all,
okay.
you know, all sorts of kicking, stepping on guys' balls and all that. No, I mean,
she was about it.
She was, she's awesome. But no, it was really, I think that was a good conversation if anybody doesn't know anything about it, but more or less from the side of the psychological relationship she has with her submissives or subs. But it's a real thing.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah. Mm,
go back on. Erin Mason, author, psychotherapist, yogi. She's one of my dear friends. Mike Tamaro, a surfer yogi, we're talking. He's in Medellin, Colombia now. Guy calls me up, says the most beautiful place in the world.
I got to go there.
Medellin. He said 4 million people.
I got to go there.
Streets.
Man.
He said it's clean. Everybody's nice, inexpensive. It's unbelievable. But do you speak Spanish?
You live like a king.
You can.
Nah, somewhat. My girlfriend, she's Mexican. So, like, I try to pick up a little bit. You know, I try to pick up somewhat.
Wait a minute. I think you broke the golden rule here. You talked about your girlfriend. Oh, no. You're supposed to always be single, you rock stars. Moses Stone has a girlfriend, ladies.
You got to switch it up and keep going, you know?
Well, you're a good guy,
though,
right?
Now it's time to show people that you can do.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Tatiana.
Tatiana. Hey, give a shout-out to Tatiana.
Shout-out to Tati. Love you, baby.
Tati, yeah, he's a good dude. He better be a good dude to you because,
absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
You definitely seem like a cool cool guy. Yeah, you got to be treating. Can't be a chucklehead, guys.
Nah,
being
nah,
disrespectful.
Nah.
We've seen that all over Hollywood.
I got all women. I was raised by my mom, my two sisters. So, like, boom. I'm there with
you. Got it. Good.
Utmost respect.
Way to be.
Women.
That's a key. Respect. That's the key word with yourself in terms of
absolutely.
Anything. Respect it.
And make the world go round.
Make the world go round. Troy Titus Adams, actress, producer, good friend as well. Awesome. She was my associate producer on Boulevard Zen. So was Stephanie. So that was a blast with those
okay.
those two superstars. And Rebecca. Well, I had two DJs in here. DJ Rebecca Starr and MC Freddie Figgs. Was here last week.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, we had a good one. Now Moses Stone wrapping it up. Way to go. No, I've had a great 12 shows here. And Viva Red, I had a co-host. There's one called Up Close and Personal. So if you guys want to okay. hear all kind of cool dating stories. And
that's dope.
Yeah, that's all dope. But you know what I do? Let's do this Get Your Shit Together WTF.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Well, the WTF is, I mean, we know what those initials stand for. Mark. Well, Marc Maron made that famous. He's on that show, Glow, which, by the way, I worked on that show with the DJ Rebecca Starr. So I played.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to. So I have so much I want to talk about. So, do you know that the song Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana?
Absolutely.
Of course, right?
Absolutely.
By the way, I wanted to touch upon that because for some reason I watched that video again. I mean, we've seen it a bunch of times, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But that was a pivotal, no doubt. That was that album, they say, changed rock and roll, but it also paved the way for 3 years later. Mm-hmm. Biggie releases Ready to Die, mm-hmm. almost to the same day, nearly.
Mm-hmm.
But a month before Nevermind comes out with Nirvana, Pearl Jam releases 10. So I remember, we're talking 91, pop, 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 pop. This,
back to back.
Like the rules changed. It was this, you know, Kurt Cobain. I mean, he said it wasn't, it was about the music and not the lyrics, but his voice was another instrument, really.
Yeah, these that's guys, the music. That's
and,
part of the.
And Dave
music.
Grohl on the drums. So I know that. That, like, influenced a whole generation of change, because I know I was on the cusp of that. I was, like, late 30s at the time, and mm-hmm. I knew I was sort of resistant to the hair thing. And
yeah.
It was, like, touch the chord, because when I was on Glow, I played a punk rocker in a band, and it was that kind of music, and we were all slam
so
dancing.
So you just connected.
Oh, I right totally connect when I'm watching this, because everybody in the beginning of the song, if you watch the video, guys, he's... Yeah, everybody's sedate, very calm,
yeah.
tapping their feet. They had some cheerleaders, and then all of a sudden Dave Grohl comes in after like 10 seconds and
start
you know this is going to be not a crazy song, but a no-bullshit song.
It's going to be epic.
Yeah, and then halfway through, they're all slam dancing, and then that just opening the world to where rap music, I guess Biggie Smalls, well, now he's being featured, but then in September of 1994, he drops that album, which was epic.
All of those times, man, people just inspiring each other from different genres of music. So it's like...
And breaking the rules, really.
Breaking the rules.
Right.
You got to.
You got to. No matter what you do, if you're somebody different, unorthodox, you know what? That's...
I mean, look at all the like the new stuff that's coming out right now. Everything's unorthodox in hip-hop. Everything. You know, everything is just different styles.
Yeah.
People are coming out with piercings. And
yeah.
the things that you've seen back in the 90s is completely different than what you see right now in 2017.
So,
you know, it's evolvement. It's development. People are growing. So it's a whole different type of generation now. You know, so you just got to embrace it and keep it moving.
Now, you all connected with a million of the devices, but everything is these websites. There's so many.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's so important. With my creative agency, Art Sky Agency, we do all types of web design and graphics and social media. And just to see the clients that we bring in, it's so important. You know, websites and app development and things like that. That's how people connect. You know, this right here.
Right.
Is what you connect with. Your iPhone is what you connect with. Your Android is what you connect with. You know, and eventually that's all we're going to need.
Right. The little device.
They got Alexa now where you can say, Alexa, buy this or do this or do that, and it does it.
Unbelievable.
No, so it's
where
crazy.
It's come even in the past 5 years.
You got to watch out, man. The robots are coming.
Well, I don't know where it's all going. There's no doubt about that. And then the Bitcoin, I talked about
the Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, man. Do you own Bitcoin?
So upset, man. I wish I
yeah, we
like
all
my
do.
Thing right at the cusp, like right I think it really popped off around like 2008, 2009.
Right.
Like if you were really on it,
right.
Man, you would have been a millionaire.
Well,
past that.
when you can, I guess, when you can get the cash from it.
That's the only thing that they're saying. That's the only thing that they're saying is just that once you put your money in there, you have to be prepared to lose it.
Well, you have to be prepared for the long haul and to lose it. I mean, some guys think it's a fraud, it would go away. But I think once it becomes accepted, if it's an acceptable fraud, it truly is an acceptable. Well, you know what? This is one that I don't have an opinion on. I'll be honest. I don't own any of it. Of course, I wish I did. But I really wasn't looking at it. Somebody talked to me about 6 months ago.
Okay.
I met this gal. She's like, you know, I got to find a Bitcoin machine. I'm like, what's a Bitcoin machine? She's it's like an ATM. I go, what? She's, well, you buy stuff on the internet. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I don't buy anything. I'm old school.
Yeah.
Like when I go, I still have to go into the store, try it on. I don't like, and even my father, shout out to my father and my mother here. But you know, they're like, he buys boots off the internet. He goes, I don't buy the same. I'm like, well, yeah, I want to try them on.
Amazon, man.
Everybody does that. I'll tell you, I bought a pair of shoes. It's true. The other day I bought a pair off some thing, and it was happened to be that this company was based in El Monte, which is East LA.
Okay.
And my buddy bought a pair of shoes there. He was a fighter dude. I wanted to get these like cool little workout shoes. Anyway, I buy them and get the wrong size, of course. And I have to take them back. Said, you know what? Rather than shipping them, I'm just going to go there. So I schlepped all the way to El Monte.
Why?
Yeah, I like walked a mile. I got lost, finding this place. Then I walk, and it's cool. I was there for like an hour. I tried on every pair. I'm like, wow, you guys have like a million things I wouldn't have looked at on the internet. Because I was looking under the sneakers category, and what about these casual shoes? So I ended up buying like casual shoes to work out because I'm not running when I'm working.
So you bought two?
No, I turned the one in that didn't fit.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like the way they looked, so I ended up buying another pair. But then I bought a couple other little things.
Okay,
I'm glad I went.
So you were a returning.
That's how I am. Return it, but I'm now thinking I just like going there. I want to put the jeans on. Okay. Sure, you wear the same pair of jeans, but guess what? I wear Levi's when I go. I want to try different kinds on.
It's just interesting because people are, it's like slowly but surely it's going towards online. Everything.
You Amazon, won't leave your house. Amazon, that's what my old man says. He said you're going to leave your house.
You won't.
You'll be able to work. People won't ever go out.
You really won't.
There's that movie. Bruce Willis made that movie. I forget. I should know this, but he made a movie they became like drones out in public, they were in a house connected, and his wife wouldn't sort of embrace reality, but you could be anybody you wanted. You had this physical person. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I definitely want to get into investing in a lot of those things.
Well, there's so many of them now. There's more cyber currency, Ripple, there's different.
They got a lot of different things.
So it's like, which one do you buy?
Yeah.
A little of everything, maybe?
I mean, you got to have some safe and you got to have some risk.
Yeah, you do.
You know?
Mix it up. Well, if you could do it, gamble. Gamble it away. But,
yeah, you can gamble, gamble.
Yeah, the WTF section and the get your shit together is really about, and we talked briefly, Moses and I were talking when he came in about the whole cyberbullying. The shit that's going on nowadays because of this online presence. And we talked about this last week, but I want to bring it up again because August Ames, the porn star who they say apparent suicide, and she was bullied big time over comments she made on Twitter. I mean, but kids nowadays and the statistics are pretty lousy. So if anybody out there is a person who's a bully, you got to get your shit together.
Yeah, you got to stop them.
Stop that.
100%.
And if you are someone who is getting bullied, I mean, there's things you can do. First thing you do is, and you can look these up, guys, especially kids, called kidshealth.org. Got these off of that. Things, you always want to stay confident,
stay confident and talk to someone.
And talk,
you know,
talk
make sure
about
you
it.
Share. Make sure you share and talk to someone.
Right. And then they say avoid. Man, that's kind of true. When I'm walking down the street, I see someone coming at me. It's better to avoid than confront and be anger. They said don't hold on to the anger.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. They'll come at you.
You know what I say? It's like what I tell my friends. It's like if you ever have to get out of a bad relationship, you have to treat it like this. As if you just entered a room full of snakes. Let's say you walked into a room. You're like, oh, shit. Well, what would you do? You wouldn't just run out the door. So what you do is you stop.
Okay.
And you move super, super, sort of like reverse slow motion.
Okay.
Down to like crazy, like, you know, I don't even know what the slowest form of music is. We have this show, like reggae. No, like, you got to go half a reggae.
Like opera. Just
just slow it down out the door and don't make any sudden movements. So you really have to not try to incite anger because these people are pretty bad, Brad. And,
wow, that's interesting.
You got to ignore it, really. And then talk about it. You always have to talk about it, but don't hold the anger in.
Yeah, you got to share with someone.
You got to share with it and try to stay away from it. But, guys, if you're doing that, let that go. You know, especially
it just reflects on them.
It does reflect on them. Speaking of a reflection, this happened to me twice in the same day. This was yesterday, Sunday.
Okay.
I'm 6 o'clock, going to the gym. And in the morning, right? That's pretty good on a Sunday, right?
Early.
I do it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a boy, he's 12 maybe, on a bike out in front of a coffee shop trying to bum a cigarette off anybody coming out or walking by.
Okay.
Boom. So we got a kid bumming, right? And now I leave the gym at 7, maybe 7:15, and an 18-year-old kid standing on a corner is trying to bum a cigarette off of somebody walking by.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, parents got to get your shit together. If you're someone who smokes cigarettes, okay, which I put in one of my 10 vices.
Mm-hmm.
I did an ultimate vice score, by the
way.
Where it's like, if you have 10 things you could have a vice on, can't have too many vices, it'll ruin you. But
absolutely.
Cigarettes are one of them, which I never did understand that one, getting connected to that.
Yeah. So just you, bad for you, total.
Yeah.
Like it's,
let that go, guys. If that's your resolve in the new year, I mean, I know a lot of folks, my mother did that too. You can quit smoking.
Yeah, my grandmother, she was heavy on smoking, and I'm glad she stopped because it was just like
she stopped, right?
Yeah, after she
being
stopped.
Heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
So people do
not
stop.
Not only is it expensive, but it's just a bad vice all over.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
I think it's
terrible.
The worst of the 10 vices I put down. It's in the same self mutilation or abuse, like bulimia, anorexia. That's in the same to me. But like gambling, food, a lot of these other ones, sex, you're getting something out of it at least, alcohol. But anyway, I don't know. Cigarettes, let that go. But
just half of those things, just not in high volume. Sometimes people just go extreme.
Man, they do go extreme.
Know?
Speaking of extreme, let's get another song in here. Let's get it. Big City.
Yes,
all right,
yes.
Guys, I'm in the house here with Moses Stone.
It's a great message behind the song. It's actually about someone who was going through those things and letting vices control them.
We're on the same wavelength, man. I love having you in the show.
Same
way. Now, guys, this guy, you are super cool. You got this great vibe.
Appreciate it.
You're chill. Yeah, you got your shit together.
Appreciate it.
Kudos.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have it. Moses Stone, Big City. Here we go, guys. 3 minutes of rock.
Big City.
Some help, baby. Know that you love.
Know that you love.
You want somebody that's gonna pick you up when you fall. Don't tell me it's easy, 'cause you know you wrong. And I see that you're hurting, just trying to get along. She's just a girl lost in the big city. Your feeling tragedy stepping, headed down the wrong direction.
big city.
Moses Stone.
With us in the big city.
This is awesome.
Y'all go stream that. Spotify, iTunes. Download it. Big City.
Big City. Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh, hold on.
Whoa.
Hold on, he's about to let them all out.
Whoa, click it too
many buttons. About to let them all out, man.
Love your music, Moses.
I appreciate it.
It's great vibe, man. It's good that's a good loving song, too.
Yeah,
you're always exuding the positive energy.
That's what it's about. We need more of it. Too much negativity.
You do need more of that, yeah.
Too much negativity out in the world right now, man.
Way too much. That's the big message I put out there with everything. I think everything I'm putting out is like happy and positive and just trying to be. Because it's a rough place, especially with people who haven't found their way.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard for people when they haven't found their way or what they're interested in and what they like, what their passions is. That's the toughest thing.
No,
they don't know where to go.
No. And they're expected at a young age. It's like, hey, you need to know. You don't need to know. Mm-hmm. I say, hey, guys, you don't need to know. But find something. What do you love to do?
You got
to
figure it out. You got to figure it out. And you do that by trying a lot of different things. And as you try those different things, then you end up finding things that you really, really, really love.
Right.
And then you just
hone in on that.
And you hone in on it and you keep going. And of course, people are going to tell you, you're pretty good at that. Or you like,
well, once
I
you
like
start,
that.
Yeah, once you like it, and once it becomes where you love it and it's not a job per se, guess what?
Then you're never working.
No, yeah, you're never working. Mm-hmm. It's no doubt. No doubt. Speaking of working it, last night, music and movies.
Let's go.
But Star Wars, The Last Jedi, I went to see that at the El Capitan Theater. You been to that theater?
No.
In Hollywood,
but I want to go and see
that. Gotta go to that. Well, first of all, that was built in 1926. So the architecture, it's unbelievable. It's they just redid it, actually. Jimmy Kimmel's is... They shoot that behind in the parking lot behind it. And they sometimes use the theater, but I think it's really the outside stage. But it's Hollywood's first home of spoken drama. It's a restored Spanish colonial exterior and East Indian interior, but the interior is lavish. It's a beautiful place, dude.
Wow.
It's awesome. They have an organist playing in the basement. They have, the basement has a costume showcase, so costumes from whatever they're showing. This is Star Wars. Great place to watch a movie. I was in the balcony last night. Give a shout out to my buddy Aaron Rosenthal. He's actually my editor, man. He's part of my team.
Okay,
After many years in Hollywood, he's definitely the guy, the go-to guy for all things that are. He's a great creator. But shout out to Aaron. He's a total nerd. So he brought me over there, and it was a lot of fun, man. This movie, of course. You guys harken back. You weren't around in 1977.
Nah. Wasn't there.
Well, 1977, the first one, you guys know that. That was, give you the numbers. They made $11 million to make that movie in 77, which was huge.
Okay.
But it's made $786 million. So it's crazy, right? And it spawned.
What is the total franchise?
No, just that one movie, the first one. There's 10 films, actually, and a couple cartoons, believe it or not. Like Attack of the Clones. Remember that? The Clone Wars. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
There was Rogue One, which are side stories. He told me, I got a whole lesson. Aaron gave me a whole lesson on.
Hey, stop. So $11 million to make it.
To make it. It made $786 million. Right.
That's a great ROI.
Now, this one, talk about that. This one here, right? The Last Jedi, the 10th, it's made $250 in the first. $220 million US and $450 global in the first weekend. Now, it doesn't say how much it costs to make, mm-hmm. but it's funny, man. It's heartfelt, funny. It's fascinating. I mean, the CGI, the graphics are, it's crazy where they've gone with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good versus evil. There's some sexual innuendos, but not really. But it's action, action, action. Yeah, it's, I mean, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, her last work in film, and Adam Driver does a great job, and Daisy Ridley, she's really hot from The Force Awakens.
Oh, wow, I need to check that out.
Big Dough, yeah, so check it out, guys. I'm not even going to give that. If you're a Star Wars fan, this is a 4.5 star, probably. It's probably not the... Man,
4.5?
Yeah, I'd give it 4.5. I mean, I'd say it's a 4 for me, because...
Really?
I'm really not a Star Wars...
Oh, you're not into
it. And you know what? Mark Hamill... He's kind of getting up there in age.
Okay.
It's kind of cool, though. He's really fun. Look at me, you know. I'm getting up there.
What type of way is that to say?
He's old. No, he's old. He's
time to go.
He does a good job, but he's the reluctant. He does a great job with the character. I do. Okay. I liked it. But I don't know, man. There's this movie called The Whackness. I don't know. I keep talking about that. That was a movie. Talk about Biggie Smalls. It was made. Well, it was about New York City, 1994, the heat wave, and I was there for summer. And when Biggie dropped the album in September, but that summer he was featured on all. I mean, Method Man's in that.
Oh wow!
Remember you gave me? Oh, I gotta give. Remember you gave me so much shit when I said Keith Sweat.
You said Keith Sweat, and I was like, wow. Do you know Keith Sweat?
You're like, oh shit! I said I put him in like the top category. You're like, oh no!
I was like, hold up.
But you know, I didn't know that much about Method Man. I mean, I knew Method Man, but I like his stuff. I mean,
Method Man's amazing.
He is.
Those like Wu-Tang, everybody like that, man. They were killing stuff. Still are.
What were your first memories of like how music grabbed you? I know you come from your father. Is your father?
Yeah. My father is Jamaican, so I mean, a lot of that stuff was reggae. A lot of it was Bob Marley, Barrington Levy, Third World. So I picked up a lot on the reggae influence, and then on my mom's side it was more like Tony Braxton, Anita Baker, Michael Jackson, like all of those other amazing artists. So I kind of got the best of both worlds. I got to see both sides of it. It was good.
Yeah,
definitely inspired my music.
And the music, you're always writing music? Do you have like a notebook with a million things in it?
I mean a lot of times I try to take the time to really focus in, because like now I do so much as an entrepreneur as well as music. So I like to give myself a good, you know, month or good 2 or 3 weeks to really focus and dedicate time just to music and then all of my other endeavors that I have. But I'm always like taking voice notes, writing, collaborating with different people, you know, sending records back and forth. Now I do that a lot, sending records back and forth, recording hooks, verses, things like that. Mm-hmm. So kind of just piecing everything together when I can. But I know it's so vital and it's so important to give it 110% every time. You know, anytime that you're stepping into any industry that you're into, especially me with music because I'm so passionate about it, is that I got to give it my undivided attention. You know, you can't half-ass it.
No. In everything. It's when you step into a yoga room.
Yeah.
Like you come into my class. I taught a class yesterday. I'm evolving into this home studio, Total Yoga. By the way, guys, you should. If you're interested in taking a class, great workout. I do a killer workout. Well,
I got to come through, man.
Yeah, this one gal came through. I would say she was 40 minutes late. She had the hangover face on, dragging her butt out of her boyfriend's bed, I think. Anyway, so no kidding. So she came late, and then I said, well, we're going to do abs for you, so you could join us. But no, once you step in, you got to be serious, no matter what it is.
You got to tighten the screws. You got to go
110%.
Like when I'm running my creative digital media agency, Art Sky Agency, I'm running that. When I'm on Art Sky Pro, Art Sky Productions, when I'm running that. When I'm going back and just doing Art Sky Entertainment and focusing on other artists and producers and songwriters that I sign. You know, I got to spread my time, you know, and really work and give 100% to each person. So you got to do what you got to do.
Gotcha. But if you want it, you gotta hang in there too.
You know?
Time is on your side, although you know I know it though.
I love multitasking and doing a lot of different things. I just know you have to manage your time well. And then you have to build systems and you have to bring experts around you. You gotta bring great people around you. And I got a lot of great friends who are very successful at what they do, so I pick game from them and learn from things from them. So it's like you know, you just keep your circle very, very smart. You never want to be, you know, the smartest person in the room. You always want somebody way smarter than you, experiences, things like that, so you can just pick up all the knowledge and game. So
keep your mouth shut.
That's the best advice you can get. Is
that's right.
Shut up
and listen. Shut up and listen.
100%. Just listen.
Stay focused.
You'll
shut
learn
up.
So much.
Well, we're talking with Moses Stone here.
Yes, yes.
Well, hey guys, happy holidays. Hey, thanks so much for coming
happy
in.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, it's always great to have you
Christmas.
In the studio. Have you back again? This show, who knows? You know, check us out, Tola Talks. Like I said, new time, new day somewhere. It might be a weekend show too. I kind of think I might be evolving into that, but we'll see where it goes.
I mean, we got to throw parties.
Yeah, we got to. I know.
Weekend parties.
It's like where do you go with it? We were talking about it just before you were. it's like, you know, yeah, it'd be awesome to have a 2 or 3 hour show, man, where you're really rocking it with spot.
We
got to
bring the cameras. I got to bring my.
I know. Well, this is an evolution, man. I'll tell you, just like technology is evolving, we're evolving.
Keep
going. So, guys, yeah, follow it out. Check it out. You could subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, my website, richtola.com.
Absolutely.
Find you, Moses. Just give out your social.
Yes, sir. You guys can follow me. Check out my website, MosesStoneOfficial.com. At me on Instagram, MosesStoneOfficial. I am Moses Stone on Twitter, Facebook. And check out my companies, Art Sky Agency, a creative digital media agency, ArtSkyAgency.com, ArtSkyPro.com. We sell music production for all artists, TV shows, and Art Sky Entertainment.
Way to go.
We just working over
Moses,
overall, you know.
You got
to
keep working.
Artists,
and
producers,
likewise to everybody out there, Moses. Thanks for coming in.
You got it, bro.
All right, guys, have an awesome holiday. Happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays.
Stay healthy, stay strong. Peace.
Amen. Peace.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.